The Gixin-Huwilp government and the Regional District of Kitimat-Stikine, RDKS, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, formalizing a commitment to build a government-to-government relationship based on cooperation, communication, and mutual respect. The agreement was signed Dec.11 during a ceremony at the Upper Skeena Recreation Center in Hazleton. It followed the Gixin-Huwilp government's request for representation on the RDKS Board of Directors and sets guiding principles for collaboration and information sharing. An important part of the RDKS strategic plan is to advance reconciliation through First Nations participation in regional governance, partnerships and collaboration, so this MOU is a promising first step, said RDKS Board Chair Syra Yunkos. We are deeply pleased to demonstrate the commitment to collaborate with the Gixin First Nation. We are excited about the possibilities that lie ahead and see our future together as very positive. The MOU acknowledges that RDKS boundaries include Gixin traditional territory and recognizes the distinct authorities each government holds. It emphasizes the best interests of their communities are served through a government-to-government relationship rooted in respect and cooperation. This MOU marks a meaningful step toward strengthening our relationship with the Regional District of Kitimat-Stikine, said Hereditary Chief, Samoyget Gwiyil, Brian Williams of the Gixin-Huwilp government. As we continue to build trust and work together, we honor the wisdom of our ancestors, ensuring our voice is heard and we actively participate in decisions that impact our traditional lands and our people. This partnership is a positive reflection of what can be achieved when we come together with respect and unity. The ceremony coincided with Delgamuukw Day, a historically significant date for the Gixin Nation and all First Nations in Canada. It marks the anniversary of the 1997 Supreme Court of Canada decision on Delgamuukw versus British Columbia, a landmark ruling that affirmed Aboriginal title, recognized the validity of Indigenous oral history, and clarified the government's duty to consult and compensate First Nations when their rights are impacted.